are directing our arrival. Excuse me. So we want to receive ourselves in light. We want to just imagine that there's an offering, there's a coming upon, there's a way awakening, there's a glory, there's a receptivity of our truest claim. So it's not like something's coming from abroad and we're so very lucky to receive it, because this still leaves us in poverty. This still leaves us that every time we need a higher awareness, we need a handout. We need to make sure an angel's nearby or a master that cares about us. So what we're doing is really extending ourselves in freedom. We're extending ourselves in light so that we understand that we are the ones that are requesting our sign-on. We are the ones, just like we all agreed or had the awareness or inclination to sign on whatever apparatus brought you here. This is what we're agreeing to simultaneously in every transfer of occurrence. So the life we've been living has really been living a life without our highest truth, our highest semblance. And this is what's arriving on a daily basis, is we will acquire the rights to love. So love is not, I love a certain object, I love a certain situation. Love is the requirement, the extension of who we are. It's the building blocks of our ascension, of our grace, of our paying tribute to our holy concern. So when I said holy concern, I literally saw us like as if we're lifting weights. But what we were lifting up and down is our white light, is our holiness. So as we will allow ourselves to arrive, so allowing ourselves to arrive is really stepping out in faith. It's recognizing that we are the ones making the choice making. We are the ones that are at last signing, signing the contract, signing the agreement. And so this is a very important pivotal stance of occurrence, because as we sign this agreement, as we allow, like forevermore, as they keep saying, we'll dip into our currency. So dipping into our currency means that we are calling the shots, but not our ego, not that which has been focused on that lower availability. So when we're calling the shots, it's like we're raising the stakes, we're raising the requirement, we're raising our light, and really allowing the truth that is here to merge with us in everlasting measure to orchestrate our victory. So remembering that we're moving into heart-centered consciousness, we're moving in like the great awakening that they share. But again, it's not a great awakening that's outside, like we're waiting for light ships, we're waiting for masters from the sky. It's we are assembling our own status. We are assembling our own grace. Now, this is going to come from our higher heart as we open up to our true establishment. So our true establishment is who we actually are. So remember, we each took this lifetime, we each took this precious incarnation to birth our new spectrum of light, our new understanding of self. So this is taking part, how do I put this in words? It's excuse me. Simultaneously with our last step. So they want me to explain this. So our last step, wherever it was, we made the last decision, we just made our breakfast, whatever it may be. Now there's a courtesy of advancement. And so what this is we each have opportunity to leave, to pivot off the old scripting. So the old scripting is how we were receiving ourselves. So just imagine a certain extension of light that we had agreed to previously in the belief in separation. what we're doing is assembling our true nature, our true understanding, our true witnessing, our true exposure. So again, when I said exposure, it's like this light is quickening and wants to come into play, wants to be revealed, wants to be alerted, because then again, remember, we are each masters, we're each co-creating, and we're establishing victory in our everlasting exchange. In other words, who we are now partaking of, who we're now establishing as our holy advancement, our holy truth, our holy assemblance. So as I'm receiving everybody, everyone is just I want to say exploding, as wonderful as that would sound. Like, they're just showing me the embrace card, which of course is the world card in tarot, which is like, this is the reason we're here, or we appear to be here. This is the reason that we're traveling in this commodity. In other words, to equip all to recognize their holy awareness, to equip all to recognize their holy truth. So this is where what could not be accomplished in the old frequency, and they're just saying sort of like, okay, time out. Just imagining a game where it's like, okay, time out. We're gonna switch players. And so when we're switching players, we're turning up the knob in our own relevance. So when I'm saying that, I just see this increase of light and just this like flickering of light. And this light is being established. This light is being received. And so as we hold our promise to our highest elevation, so this is who we are. So as we do this in unison, in other words, as we do this as a grouping, it's easier and easier to come into that further establishment, because as we all agree together, we feel the commonality. In other words, it feels perfectly normal now to arrive at our blessings. So it's sort of like, oh, okay, this is like the new normal. So we want to receive this grace. We want to receive this mercy in our truest, put this in words, like our truest self. So in other words, we're identifying ourselves in our wholeness. We're identifying ourselves in our richness. So all the gifts that we had when we were in Atlantis, Lemuria, or where Egypt, wherever it may be, or all of the above, that is occurring simultaneously, is being transferred. They're just showing me like the Two of Pentacles, and this beautiful rainbow energy is being transferred as we go. So this means, again, that we're opening up to our harvest. We're opening up to our true gifting, our true establishment, because again, the old 3D, the old mechanics, the old way of the way the world seemed to operate is coming to an end. It's malfunctioning. They're saying, just say malfunctioning. It's malfunctioning. Of course it is, because it's operating without the truth. It's operating without the divine feminine. It's operating without the true witnessing. So as we each will reach for the light, that is establishing our own presence, establishing our own glory. And so again, all of those lifetimes where we were banished, we were locked up, we were whatever it is like, I just see like a flood where it's all being washed away. It's all being washed away. This is the grace, and they're showing me the suffering and silence. And that's what we've done. We've all intuitively known that there is more coming. And it was just like, where is that light switch? I know it's here somewhere. And so we've all been like kind of walking in the dark, just knowing that there was more. So this is our time. And they're just, again, they want me to emphasize this, that old, oh gosh, I just have someone that was literally strangulated in one of those many lifetimes when you were serving the light. Like, all of this is being cleansed, all of this is being overcast. In other words, light casting over that shadow energy so that we can introduce ourselves at last to our true understanding of self. And when I said that, I just like literally became a third eye. So there's no difference between when I speak of what I'm receiving and what everyone else is receiving, because we're all doing this simultaneously. We're all together. Again, it's sort of like we still have that aspect of the dream where we have that individual semblance. In other words, we're each working with the mind-body facility, because that's what is needed in this realm. But again, we're harnessing that oneness of exchange to bring forth that ever-ready presence. Because remember, all the masters that were scattered all around the earth are waking up to the truth, waking up to the glory, waking up to their true receptivity. So in other words, as each of us agree, it serves the others to agree, which serves the others to agree. So we understand that there's no more need to avoidance, no more need for avoidance. In other words, trust what's happening, trust what's appearing. We're all being reshuffled, reshelved. So this is where, as our frequency unites with our higher heart, what has been stopping us, all that's being purged, all that's being washed away, it's coming up for our victory. So you may suddenly wake up in a panic, you may have fear, you may have depression, whatever it is. And so simultaneously, it's also being cleared. So we want to really have that gifting. So the gifting is that meditative awareness, that it's like we're not going crazy, we're moving into our glory. Moving into our glory is everything's being washed away. And it's coming very rapidly now. I don't want to say very, almost, but they're saying say very. Not to scare us, but to prepare us. So the next couple weeks, it's really, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it intensely. We want to welcome it and realize that change is upon us. And that's why we're exposing all that darkness so that we can stand in our light. So as we will receive our highest indication, again, whatever we're meant to receive, our higher self is orchestrating. We don't get too much that we're not going to be able to stand up straight. On the other hand, we're not going to be left out. So this is not the time to hide and think that you're not going to be found, because again, you're ready. You're ready for a new establishment. So again, as we move in frequency alignment, whatever is outdone, whatever is no longer useful, whatever you got comfortable with in the linear that's played out its relevance is not going to stay. It's not going to stay. Because again, we're moving into our further allotment. We're moving into our further enjoyment. So as we will receive this place of honor, and the place of honor is what we're receiving is symbolic for what all are receiving. So there's no greater, there's no lesser. Those that are still living out of ego are still receiving, are still joining with, and will wake up when it's their due relevance. So in other words, we're like securing the safe passage for all in their time of readiness. In their time of readiness. So we want to allow that blanket of love to just cover all. This is going to take you right out of ego. This is going to take you into your advanced standing. Because you're dropping the belief in separation. And that's where the miracles are. So as we receive this, we step out of time. We move into our true relevance. And Melchizedek is like holding our placement, holding our place secure. He really wanted me to emphasize that secure so that we don't have to worry. Like, my mind was wandering, or my child was talking to me, or whatever. Holding our place secure. In other words, once you say yes, you've already graduated. You're not going to miss it. If you're going in fear, if your thoughts are whatever, your placement is secure. So really feel that. What you agree to abide with in this incarnation is secure. It's secure. Receive on all levels. So it is.